Hello.
Hello.
I just, yeah, I got your text that you were available, but I was on the other line, so I thought I'll just stick to 4:30 like she said.
No worries.
Was it a false alarm?
No, no.
Oh, good.
She was
okay.
There. She was at the door.
Nice.
I just let people walk in, though, to my place because they have, like, these motels that they like housing, like, these Section 8 people.
Oh, I
see. So it's, like, a lot of, yeah. So I everybody had to get buzzed in. But she had texted me that she was at the door. That's how I knew she was there. Yeah. So,
yeah, very smart. Mm-hmm.
So how long after you start working on it does it take? Is it effective?
So for the Google business page to get that ranking on the first page, industry standard is 90 days, but we're a premier partner and we do it in only 45 to 60 days, which is a huge factor in why we bundle this with the Google ads and the Facebook ads, because both of those components are going to kick in within under 2 weeks. So I always tell people that you're absolutely going to see activity within your first month, but in the second month when that, you know, first page placement on the Google Maps kicks in, that's when you're really going to see the program pop. You know what I mean?
Got it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And then I know that I said that I would have you look up Stephanie's website. Her website,
okay.
I'll send you a link to it on a text message. It's psychicofflushing.com. And to me, the background picture on it looks like it's sized funny, but I'm going to ask her tomorrow when I talk to her if she meant that to be like that or if she wants us to resize it, because typically I don't like the way it looks. But other than the background photo, I wanted to show you the basic template just so that you could get an idea if, you know, should we do the site for you, you know, what it would look like, okay?
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the first thing you'll see is that there's a contact form at the very top. That's very, very important, Marisol, because most people, when they see you on the first page, they're going to call you right away or click to, you know, to your site for immediate contact. But there will be certain occurrences where they can't call you right that moment because perhaps they're at work or they're with family, so they can plug their information into this form and you'll get notified that there's a lead coming through your site. And because that lead is a part of the Google listing, it's all free of charge, meaning it's included in the package, okay? And then your phone number will be available on a click-to-call feature, meaning if they're looking you up from a smartphone or, you know, they can just click on it. They don't have to actually dial it. In the middle, you'll have a place where you can really showcase examples of your services, pictures. In your case, since you're makeup artistry and lashes, you might even want to do some before and after photos, things like that. And then down at the bottom, they would showcase, you know, a map that kind of shows your service area along with your phone number again on a click-to-call feature. Okay, and then you'll have different tabs on your site where you could show like galleries or the class schedule, you know, and we even have, I know Stephanie doesn't have it, but if you wanted to incorporate it, you could. We have a payment integrated feature where you could take payment through the site should, you know, you want them to book a class and kind of put a payment down. They could do that through the site if you wanted to enable that too. Do you have that right now on your site? I don't think I see that. Let me see.
Wait, the payment?
Yeah, so payment, let's say that somebody, oh, here it is, flexible. Oh, no, that just shows you what your payments would be, right?
It yeah, because I have it that you could, like they could go onto the app that I book on.
Oh, and then they can pay that way.
Yeah, and then there's Squarespace also. I haven't been on my site in 100 years because I'm like, again, I feel like I want to update like some of the pictures and, you know, that black and white thing that she has going on is like not really myself, so to speak. Like that's not really me. So,
yeah. Well, you know, you were saying that all your hair is gone now, and I was going to tell you when we got cut off that you have to have a very, very beautiful face to pull that off because, you know, not everybody could do that, you know.
Can you get pictures on this number that you text me from?
Yeah, if you send me a picture, I'm pretty sure I could open it.
Yeah, I'm just
going to
send you a picture.
I want to see it. Yeah, that's cool. because then we can update everything for you on the site. You know what I mean? Put new.
Yeah, I never got like crazy about my hair. Like whatever, it's hair. But I'm like, I have no desire to want to grow it back at all.
Well, look at Cynthia Erivo, you know, from Wicked. She's actually has no hair. She's got a very beautiful face. She can pull it off. And people like Toni Braxton and what's Will Smith's wife's name? She's always worn it very short, and she's beautiful.
Yep.
Jada Pinkett Smith. Yeah. Yep. So I'm like, wow. Yep.
I'm not worried about the hair, if you will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're funny.
I don't care about it. I'm like, my skin is everything. That's what I do.
Yeah.
Skincare and makeup. Mm-hmm. So as long as those two things look good, my hair is, and my hair is always colored and it's neat and whatever. I'm not worried about the hair.
You know what though? That showcases how well your skincare is working too when you have shorter hair. You know what I mean? You're not hiding behind a bunch of hair, you know? So.
Nope.
Let me just see here if this opens up. I got the picture. I'm just trying to open it up. 1 second here.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. I like it better that way. I see what
everybody
you mean by
that
one on the website.
Yeah, like,
you're like, that's not me. But yeah, this looks, you look younger in this one too. But that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. I'll be 44 in a couple weeks.
Wow. You look like you're in your 30s and that you're beautiful. What is your skincare routine? Do you do like the, what's it called? The nano?
So I also went to culinary school, right? Let me tell you. So I also went to culinary school. So I'm thinking about starting some, catering with that. Like I have a couple different ventures, so you're going to be stuck with me for a while. So I went to culinary school because I wanted to, and I also have a health coaching course, which I'm trying to start doing like one-on-one coaching sessions for people's like skincare, their dietary. But I'm big on my vitamins. I try to drink a lot of water. And, you know, I really make food my focus of like my skin, truthfully.
It makes sense because you're glowing in that, and I can see that if you're well hydrated, and everybody always says that with skincare, and, you know, little like unknown benefit that I found is I had knee surgery a few years ago and everyone's like, oh, take turmeric, take those OsteoBiflex, and I'm taking all of them and not feeling anything. But in the meantime, I put collagen in my coffee every morning and they say that's supposed to be good for your skin and nails and whatnot, but it helped my knee. Like I have no knee problems anymore.
You should take liquid collagen, not that powder stuff is trash. If I tell you about this liquid collagen, absolute game changer. It's good for your hair, your joints, your skin, your gut, like so many different uses.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's called amino sculpt.
Amino?
A-M-I-N-O sculpt. And you can find it on Amazon. Yeah.
Okay, I'll order it today. Yeah, because the collagen
is trash.
Well, listen, you know what I noticed one time is I looked at the how much of it was like included in that, and it was very minor compared to what our bodies actually need, you know?
Listen,
you would have to like...
You know Nox Gelatin?
Yeah.
Okay, if you take Nox Gelatin and you drink it in water, it's the same exact thing. I used to drink all that stuff.
Oh, wow.
So you don't need to spend $40, $50 on this powder that's really not doing jack like you could. And instead of, you know what I mean? You could spend $5 or $6 and get some Nox Gelatin powder that's going to do exactly the same thing. I used to be 260 pounds, and that's what I was doing when I was losing the weight. Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's true because the gelatin is the same as collagen. It's what's really, I see what you mean. With the liquid collagen, do you drink it straight up or do you mix it with water or how does that work?
I put a little bit in a water bottle and I take it before bed.
Okay, that's awesome. Okay, I'm going to start that routine. I'll let you know how it goes.
Like I said, you ain't going to be done with me because I got so many different things that I'm trying to work on here. But yeah, I went to culinary school also, and I want to start pushing this health coaching stuff.
Okay, so I'll put that down just for like future reference. Culinary school will eventually do catering and
Maybe the health coach and stuff, I feel like I could implement that now because I could do that at home, like from a laptop, Zoom, that type of thing. That could be in the same family with the whole, teaching stuff.
Yeah. Okay. So
because I could talk to them about their skincare regimen, their diet, their, a whole bunch of different things.
Yeah. Yeah, that's smart. Yeah, why not? So I'll send you a confirmation email, Marisol. What's the best email address to use?
Marisols, beautytouch@gmail.
Oh, good. So it matches the @gmail.com. And the last name is Joseph, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then for the... programming itself. I just want to go back to that Google Business page and make sure. Oh, yeah, okay. So you're showing up as Marisol's Beauty Touch. Do you want to add anything like Inc. or LLC, or do you want to just keep it simple like that?
No, it's fine just how it is, but it is the LLC. Not that that really,
Okay, makes sense. I'm on the same mindset as you. It's so funny you said that, Marisol, because sometimes I'll have someone that's like, I have an LLC and you have to put it on there. And I'll laugh. I'll say, well, if you want it on there, that's fine. But my mindset is if...
What difference does it make?
Right. Someone sees you online. All they're caring about is that you're local and you're credible and you can do their service for them. They don't care if you have an LLC.
Listen to me. Right. I tell people all the time, like, I want to make money. That's my top priority, right? So all this minute and all this drama and all this other craziness, I'm not into it. So anytime I start seeing that they come here with all the foolishness, I want them gone because I don't want to run my business like that.
I agree. Yep, you're so good that way. Keep your life drama free because life is so short. Why create that extra drama anyway? Yeah, that's.
And it's not even necessary. It's like, give me a break. It's so stupid.
Yep, it's so
foolish.
Stupid. Yeah. So what's the studio address?
It's 585 West Jericho Turnpike, Huntington, New York. 11743. So I also own a recording studio, which my husband runs. So technically it's kind of like his, but it's under me.
Okay.
So I'm just curious. I'm thinking about maybe we could try to potentially think about something with that too. Because I don't know. I might be snatching it up from under him, but I'm like, I'm trying to come up with a game plan for myself. Because I'm like, maybe...
Right.
Try to rent it out like a podcast studio, but I got to get some of the equipment first. But he's been doing the Google ads for a million years now. I'm like, he's spending like $200 on Google ads. And I'm like, I just feel like the traffic is not really, he's not really capitalizing how he could with these Google ads. So is there anything that you guys, you cater to all businesses, obviously, right?
Oh, of course. Yeah, we do all businesses, any type of industry imaginable. So we've worked with a lot of recording studios. And one thing that really helps when we come across someone like him when he's been doing his own Google ads and he hasn't been having success is that with Google, when you run those ads, they're not very cooperative in helping you set them up, put you in the keywords that are going to bring you the most revenue based on the client that you're looking for. So that's what's beautiful about hiring someone to do it because we have all that data. And
I don't like doing all that.
Right. But even if you wanted to, people tell me all the time they try to call Google and then they're on hold and then it's for this department, press this and that department. And they never actually get to talk to someone. And if they do, they're not very cooperative in helping them get it set up. So the nice thing about hiring someone is that we're a premier partner to Google. So not only do we have that extra expertise behind the campaigns that we set up, we also have a support staff at Google. So if we ever have, hey, this is a recording studio and what keywords are going to do best and what areas and, what times of day, we can just pick up and call our rep at Google and we can get it all set up appropriately so that that budget that you send us, it stretches out further than if he does it on his own. You know what I mean? So yeah, we can definitely help there, especially if you're going to use it to like rent out for podcasts and stuff. But it sounds like that would be also a little bit down the road after you get the more equipment for it, right?
No, listen, no, I'm trying to see if, you know, he might want to think about doing this now because, you know, he could use some foot traffic. So even if we're not promoting it for podcasts and we're just doing it because there's a rehearsal room for bands. Like, he has multiple things that can go on in there. He has, like, a production room. He has recording. Like, there's so many different things. Maybe I'll put him onto you next so that you can talk to him and he can kind of see what he can do.
Yeah. I think he'd do good with the same program that I'm recommending for you, the VIP package, because that way he can also be promoted on the social media as well and on the local map section of Google, which is, you know, the highest revenue generating section online. I think he'd do really, really good with that. So yeah, I'll definitely talk to him afterwards. I just put a little bit of notes in here. I love the recording studio and the art industry and things like that, even with you with the makeup artistry, because I feel like you're all such creative people. And as much as I try, I don't feel like I have a creative bone in my body. So I admire it.
I mean, listen, at least you're honest with yourself, right?
Yeah, exactly. I have to be honest with myself because, yeah, I just don't see myself as very creative. And then when I see people that are, it just blows my mind. So it's true what
it says
that, you know, we all have our given gifts from God, you know, and that's just
one department I haven't given. You know what? But then this is what you do, you know, like just because it's not something in a creative manner, everybody has their, you know, they've got given talent, their niche. Literally, it doesn't have to be creative. It's just what you do and what you do good.
Yep. And you have my other gift they gave me at the Christmas party, a certificate. It was just kind of like a fun little thing. They said I have the gift of gab.
Hey, listen, that's not a bad gift to have. You got to have that in this life, especially
you
right
have
now.
It too. Yeah, you have it too. That's awesome.
You got to have it working in this industry trying to make money because if you don't talk to people, how are they going to know what you got to offer them?
You're exactly right. Yep, for sure. So how this will work?
I'm just talking smack.
I didn't want to cut your thought off because you're right. If you're not able to talk, how are you going to get your point and your message and you know what you're offering across to people? Right, you have to be able to have that gift of gab to some extent.
Yeah, for sure.
So, but what I was going to tell you is what we'll do is I'll get the account set up and then I'll create an appointment for a little bit later or tomorrow, whatever your schedule looks like, to have one of my technicians call you and they'll go over your keywords, your service area, getting you set up and getting you placed, okay? And that call takes approximately 20, maybe 30 minutes for that client interview. And I have one open at 5 and one at 6, but the 5 might be cutting it too close. But if you think it works better, I'll try to get you in at the 5 o'clock, you know, rather than the 6.
No, 6 is okay.
It's better? Okay, good. Yeah, I think so, too. Give you a little bit of time to breathe and get it, your, you know, stuff together that you're wanting to promote. So let me grab that 6 o'clock appointment. And then did you want to set this up using a debit or a credit card? What works best?
Hold on 1 second. Tina, there's no room, no wiggle room. They can't do it a little bit better on the price.
I already gave you a discounted rate because you're a referral from Stephanie. The only thing that you could do if you wanted to make it a little bit more affordable is eliminate the Facebook ads, and that way you'd be paying $4.49 a month. I don't recommend that in the beginning because in the beginning, while that Google placement is kicking in, you need the Google ads and the Facebook ads to get the traction quicker, right? But if you ever wanted to, so I would recommend stick with this package if you can, even if it's tight just for now. But after the second month or so, if you take the Facebook ads off, it won't impact you at that point because by then you're already ranking on the Google Maps. You know what I mean?
Okay, so basically, you guys are gonna. I want to target everything. I want to target my microblading, all my permanent makeup stuff, all that.
Yeah, and rightfully so. You should. I would too. Yeah, that's smart. So, sorry, someone was sending me a message that's about a different account. I just told them I'll call them back.
No problem.
I don't like it when messages go off and I'm on the phone. I'm like, I'm trying to get.
So, how long have you been working on stuff for?
Gosh, you know, I've been personally working with her for the last couple of years, but let me look at her account and see how long she's been on board with us. I know I talk to her on and off all the time. Well, we'll just kind of touch base once in a while. So let's see here. I'm also going to send you a reminder for that 6 o'clock appointment. So what will happen?
I have you on my calendar, but okay, that's fine.
Yeah, I always put it in the calendar, and then I tag that department, and I tag you so that everybody gets a reminder on it, which is good. And then if I go back to Stephanie's account, let me see how long. Did you ever get a reading with her, or is she your friend, or is she one of your clients?
That's how I met her.
With the reading?
That's how, yeah.
Oh, that's cool. That's very cool. I had a referral the other day from someone like that. He was calling to sign up, and I asked him, how do you know him? And he said, oh, he came and he repaired my refrigerator. He's an appliance repair business. I'm like, oh, that's so funny. Like, you're not even buddies or anything. He goes, well, I asked him because I have a business. I asked him, you know, how come you were so easy to find? And, you know, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, that's funny.
Yeah. I'm doing this for as long as I have. And I feel like right now I paid my dues. It's time for me to like get where I should be as far as like, the traffic, the people. I used to make this woman I was working for so much money that I'm like, I was sharing the house with other people. So I'm like, I should be able to do that 20 times over by myself since I have the name and the following. It's just a matter of people finding me and coming here. You know?
Yes, yes. Yeah, that's sad when you work for someone else and you're, you know, it takes a while to realize it that, hey, I could be doing this for myself and, you know, making my own money. So yeah, this is going to propel you to the next level. This is really good for someone that's looking to grow and expand the business. And on that note, Marisol, I want to let you know, just, you know, looking down the road, if you ever get to the point where you're completely booked out and you can't take on more, we also offer seasonal holds. So if that's ever the case, you can call us and say, look, pause my billing for a couple of months. And that way, when you get caught up, we would reinstate it for you because we don't.
So is it a month to month? Is it month to month or is it? Okay.
It's a month-to-month subscription, and there's no contract. So it's, you know, you can kind of pay as you go and track the results that you're getting. Yeah, which is the nice thing. I know you'll stay with us long-term once you're getting a huge return on it, right? So nobody cancels on profit. But it's also nice to know that you have that option, you know? And then did you want to do the whole package with the Facebook for $549, or do you want to just eliminate those and do the $449? What do you think?
I want to eliminate the Facebook for now. If I want to add it in, I can. Is that okay?
You can. You absolutely can. That's why I wanted to ask you. So let me take those off.
Okay.
And then I got to adjust it in two places. Okay, good. They're both off there. And then for the $449, is it still the 585 West Jericho for the billing address or Jericho Turnpike, or is it a P.O. box or a different address?
No, it's home. It's 108 Court North Drive.
Mm-hmm.
Melville.
Got it.
11747, and that's New York.
Got it. Up Melville, New York. And then is it Marisol Joseph on the card, or is there a middle name or initial?
K. Marisol K. Joseph.
Okay. And then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
4347.
Okay.
6980.
Got it.
285.
Okay.
6153.
6153. Okay. Expiration?
530. And the CVV is 983.
983. Okay. So what I'll do right now, Marisol, is go through a voice verification recording, and that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. This is a little bit repetitive of everything I just asked you, so just kind of bear with me. It's going to have you repeat the business name and whatnot, okay?
Yes.
Okay, so it says to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Marisol's Beauty Touch.
Thank you. And then please state your name and title with the company.
Marisol K. Joseph, owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Excellent. You're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. Hey, and then well, in hot.
Go ahead. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, go ahead.
Go ahead. Finish mm-hmm. it what you're doing, and then I'm going to ask the question. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Okay. As long as you don't lose your thought, but I can continue if you think it's okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the next part just says, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? And that's just to ensure that it doesn't affect the programming that we're doing, okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Perfect. Okay, so your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, June 11th, mm-hmm. in the non-refundable amount of just $449. When your mm-hmm. term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 11th in the amount of $449. You may discontinue okay. your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent charges for your next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to uh-huh. the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So that concludes that voice recording, and then go ahead. I hope you didn't lose your thought, but.
No. So how in depth am I going? Cause I don't want to have to like really go crazy, like contacting people and stuff. It was one that they had me on, and I didn't mind obviously responding, right? Responding phone calls, but like trying to like keep up with all these leads and things. Like I'm like, I don't want to be this involved.
Oh, well, all we expect is if someone reaches out to you, just get back to them within a timely manner.
Sure. I'm good for that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. you'd be surprised, and that's part of why we added that to the voice verification recording. I've been with this company for 13 years, and uh-huh. honestly, you would be shocked if you knew how many business owners I call because we need something from them, an update or something, and then I get a voicemail box that's full or a voicemail box that's not set up, and it makes me cringe because I'm like, why are you paying a company marketing to get your phone ringing with new clients, and then they call you, and they can't even get through or leave a message, you know? So that's why we say, please be responsive. I mean, if you're paying us good money to get your phone ringing, at least make sure that you're getting back with people in a timely manner. You know what I mean? So that's all mm-hmm. that. And I know that you will be. You've been on top of getting a hold of me even. You know what I mean? So I have no
yep,
doubt
ma'am.
That you're going to be very good at getting a hold. But I have a question. It gave me a glitch with the payment. It says that I have an invalid number. So I think I probably typed in
Hold
one
on.
Of the digits wrong. So I'll read back to you what I have and you can tell me where
Go
I
ahead.
Went wrong. Okay. Okay. You said 4347.
Mm-hmm.
6980, 6285,
uh-huh.
6163. 5-3. Oh, that's what it was. Okay, 615. I knew it. I knew it was just one digit. And then 5 of 30 and 983 on the back, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, once this processes, it's going to trigger an email that will say your initial invoice, but also you're going to get a text from me that says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. I'll have you go in there and acknowledge it with your e-signature, the terms. That way you'll be grandfathered into this pricing and it'll ensure that it never goes up. So we'll give it a second to make sure that you get that text. Also, you're going to get an email that says important photos needed for Google verification. Table that email. That goes out on all new accounts automatically, so I can't prevent it. But I don't think you're going to need to do that part because you already have a verified Google listing and you've made updates on it. So you think you can go in and add us as a manager. So I'm going to send you a second email that says important. Please add us to your Google business profile. That way you can go in and add us and we can just start programming it right away. Okay.
Got it.
Okay. Okay. And then did that text arrive yet that says thank you for choosing Local Splash?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Let me manually trigger it. Sometimes computers have a mind of their own. Let's see here.
Gotta love technology. Okay. Yes, I got it.
I know. Oh, you did. Okay, good.
Got it.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay,
it's
so
funny
check my email.
Yeah, if you get the text message, you can click on the link through there. If not, it's also going to be in your email. And it when you open that one up, it'll say Local Splash Terms of Experience once you load the link. I think it triggered two texts. The first one is the one that has the link. The second one was the one to add us as a manager. You can do that after we get off the phone. You don't have to do that now. But the first one with the link, if you open that, once the page loads, it's going to have you just scroll all the way to the bottom. And there's three little boxes that you have to check. One will show that you're authorized. The second shows that you receive text messages. There's a third that shows it's a reoccurring payment. Once you select all three of those boxes, you can hit plug your name in and please include the K just because that's on the billing, and then hit confirm signature. If it goes through, it will take you to a page that says username and password. You don't need the username and password right now, even though that's in your welcome email. But my main thing is just getting your pricing locked in.
Perfect. Okay.
Okay. Yep. Other than that, you're all good to go. Marisol, the technician, will be calling you around sometime between 6 and 7, and then they will get everything rolling for you at time. And then did you want me to talk to your husband right now, or should we schedule something for later? It's up to you about the recording studio.
I'm going to talk to him and see if he wants to do it.
Okay.
And if he didn't do Facebook ads, it'd be same price, $449?
Yep, he could do the $449 also without the Facebook ads, absolutely, if he wanted to do that. And then what happens is once he's on board for 30 days, we have a great referral program, which I'm going to tag Stephanie's account now since you came on board, that she's going to get a free month of basic service, which means it covers that $149 portion of the program. So once you've been on board for 30 days, she's going to get $149 service credit. And then when you refer him, once he's on board for 30 days, you're going to get $149 service credit. So we have business owners that, you know, have lots of business owner friends. And every time that happens, you know, sometimes I have some that are very proactive and they don't even pay for this because they have, you know, clients all over the country that they're referring to.
Well, I go to a lot of networking groups also. So
awesome. Yeah. Awesome. Mm-hmm. You are the coolest lady. You have the culinary school and just everything going. That's just so cool. And now the recording studio and expanding into podcasts. That's awesome. You and your
husband
make a
good team. Listen, I'm trying to get rich right now. That's my goal. I've been working my butt off. I've had my business 10 years this year. I've been working my buns off since I started my career 18 years ago. Right now, like I said, I should be making hand over fist. I shouldn't even have to be thinking about money right now.
Yeah.
That's how much I've been working. You know what I mean?
Well, you know what? I've heard from several different podcasts that I listen to that if you do want to get rich and make a ton of money, that you should have at least 7 different income streams. And it sounds like you're totally doing that. You know what I mean? You have
I'm trying to push more.
Yeah, and you have the products and you have the services, and now you're, you know, moving into doing the dietitian and the fitness training and then on top of it the podcast. So that's super awesome. Yeah, you're well on your way. And then that's why sometimes even wealthy people, they'll even go in and write books and stuff just so that they have like another income stream. You know, they don't need it, but they want that, you know, the 7 different income streams so that they can, you know, work on getting, you know, not only getting rich, but staying there, you know? So that's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, you are definitely a neat lady. I've enjoyed talking to you. And then I'm going to, you know, after work today, I'm going to go on to Amazon and find that AminoSculpt liquid collagen for sure.
You'll love
it. I'm going to start that. I know I'll love it. If I can look and glow like you, then it's going to be a win-win situation.
Good stuff.
Well, if you need me, you always reach out to me for anything, Marisol. You have my extension, and then I'll let you go for now just so you have some time to prepare for that 6 o'clock appointment, okay?
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a very good evening. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.